Praise the name of Jesus. Boy, I love that song. I love that song. Without the Lord Jesus Christ, we're nobody. Without the Lord Jesus Christ, we're nothing. Absolutely weak. Thus, the climate of the United States of America, to add a little more, the world. We have made fun of God. We've made fun and we ridicule God. We ridicule the Word. Instead of stepping out in faith, we've held back because we're afraid to offend those that need offending. And the only offending that I believe that works would be the Word, which is the truth. So if I ever offend anyone and they say, "You've offended me," I know where it came from and I know why they're offended. We live in a very sinful world today. Thus, the sin that we're talking about, it's what's drawing us away from God and closer to evil. We always blame the wrong one, and in this case, we blame God for what's going on. It's His fault. No. You will see in today's Word, and I studied this, and I studied it, and I studied it. And I concluded that we all are still in sin. The sin nature is always there for a reason. But we have the power in us, and that power comes from the beauty and the most precious Holy Spirit. We just don't know how to connect. We don't know how to use the power that has been anointed to us. I refer you to screen one in Isaiah 11, 1 and 3. "And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears." Let's go to screen two, if you would, Doc, please. Psalms 56 and 4. "In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me." Let's read that again. "In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me." Americans are being destroyed today because we do not have a clear knowledge of the Word of God. The Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. We have no knowledge. If we had any knowledge, remember the fruit of the Spirit. If we would have knowledge, we wouldn't be in the position as a country where we're at today. And if we do have the knowledge and we're not acting on faith, we're not acting on that word that we know, if we know it at all. Those that do know the word don't have that problem. Those that the children of God have do not have that problem. The only ones that have that problem are the bad boys, not the good people. Don't blame God for what's going on. As we move forward in this message today that the Lord has given us, you'll understand why. And in fact, Daniel, one of my buddies, mentioned that, and I says, oddly enough, and it shouldn't be, I forget the word I use, coincidence. He said, there is no such coincidence, and he's right. There is none, not with God. As I get to that point, I'll show you why. Most do not even know the bare facts about our liberty, where it came from, and how it was asserted and defended. It is thus a great twist of irony that perhaps never before the American citizen been so inundated with information and at the same time have little to no wisdom. Why do you suppose they told us political correctness? I keep coming up with those words because those are the two words that have destroyed us. Political correctness. You can't preach about this. You can't say that about that. If the ones that we are paying to represent us have become our patrones in Spanish. They have become our bosses. They're telling us what to do. And you're paying them for it. You remember the old cliche, no taxation, no representation? That's where we're at. Everything we've asked for, we've gotten. That doesn't come from God. He gave us a very clean slate when he gave us his country. Go out and preach the gospel. And then we get away from it. No, we're not supposed to do that. That's what he said. This is why the United States is where it's at. We're supposed to have teamed up with Israel, with Jerusalem, with the Jewish people. We are adopted family. We're brothers and sisters to them. And yet we're letting them down. This country goes down, so do they. They go down, so does the world. That's not going to happen. Preaching has to come with heaviness. It has to come with the power of God. Not speeches. The goody two-shoes come in and everybody just, great, you know. Then you walk out the door and then you, what did he say? What are you talking about? Well, I'm giving it to you straight from the book. Screen 3, please, if you would, Doc. That would be 2 Chronicles 6 and 26 through 27. When the heaven is shut up, and there is no rain, because they have sinned against thee. Yet if they pray toward this place and confess thy name and turn from their sin, when thou dost afflict them, then hear thou from heaven and forgive the sin of thy servants and of thy people Israel, when thou hast taught them the good way, wherein they should walk, and send rain upon thy land, which thou hast given unto the people of an inheritance. How clear is that? Yet we're handing it over to those that hate us. They're burning our buildings, killing our people, running over people, and getting away with it. A slap in the hand, and they're free and clear. In America, no matter what color, if you are a Christian especially, or Jew, you'll end up in jail just for spitting on the sidewalk. You've committed a crime. Yet these other people, whoever they are, BLM, Antifa, La Raza, all these other people that are here to destroy us, they get away with it. Well, now let me ask you this. Do you know that there is only two forces in the world? Good and evil. God and the devil. Only two. There is no in between. There is no gray area. You either do or you don't. You either sin or you don't. But when you do sin, I do know that because I have experienced it. You sin, you let the Lord down, you get on your knees and forgive me, Father. I don't know how many times I've done that. Lord, do you ever get tired of hearing me? Forgive me. I am so, and I'll use the word, stupid. Sometimes I just mess up. Then when I figure it out, I say, Lord, forgive me. I'm 77 and I can really tear. I can out-tear anybody. I can cry. I'm good at crying. I've gotten so good at it when before I was a macho man. I cry. You know why? Because I know that I've hurt my Father. This is the problem with the United States of America and the world. We don't care if we hurt anybody. And in particular, we don't care if we hurt our Father in heaven. We don't care. If we did, again, we wouldn't be where we're at. We're being taken over. Now, we will win ultimately. Hey, we have to be soldiers for Christ. Onward, Christian, soldiers. Doesn't mean back away. You go in there and you tell the devil, here it is. You've got the power. I've asked some people, how do you know you've got the Holy Spirit? Or when you pray for them, I didn't feel a thing. I didn't feel a thing. Then you wonder, did they feel anything when they were saved? Some did. I know I did. Some didn't. But by faith, you were saved. It's that very same faith, that very same faith that saved you. Well, the Lord saved you through faith, your faith. You had something to do with it. The same thing when it comes to healing. The same thing. I'm not a healer. I just pray. And I ask the Lord, and I know in my heart, when I see a person, that person is either going to accept the healing or they're not. Are they going to accept the salvation or they're not? It's not up to me to predict, and it's not up to me to scold. It's up to me to do what the Lord has told me, and it's to pray over people, bless them, and the rest is up to them. Boom. But I'm not a healer per se. The Lord is. Notice if the heavens were shut up, there was no rain because of sin. But when the people confessed God's name, now here it is. Here it is, Daniel. But when the people confessed God's name, turned and repented, God heard their prayer and opened the heavens once again and sent rain. Scripture tells us in 2 Corinthians, you don't have to go there if you don't want to, 2 Corinthians 6 and 16, we are the temple of the living God. We all know that. The Old Testament temple was just a type and a shadow pointing to better things, to the era in which God would no longer dwell in buildings made with mortar and stone, but take up residence in human hearts. He's in you, and yet you're weak. Why? Why is it that they're so powerful and we're so weak? We have our Creator living in us, and yet we're down. Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. Well, I know what I'm going to do. Not too long ago, I was hurting so bad from, what is it called, psychiatric? What is it? Sciatic. I've called it psychiatric. And it was affecting me. I said, Lord, man, this thing's killing me. Well, I went to pick up this big old toolbox. It's about this high, about that wide, filled with tools. 77, I needed you there, brother. I was picking that thing up. Well, I wasn't even moving it. And I felt something. Well, the next day I'm going, what? Oh, I mean, that. Have you ever had one of those? Oh. I says, dear God, I need your help. 2 weeks. And I said, I don't want nobody to see me. They're going to say I'm lacking faith. I am a man of faith, but I'm also a man of pain when I hurt. Let me tell you, that hurt. Who do we say God is? That's an important question. Because a lot of us say a lot of things about who God is or who we believe God is. And yet we're in the same old rut that we were yesterday. Over and over and over. By their fruits you will know my people. That's what I look for. The fruits. The fruits. If there's no fruit, there's something wrong. In my business, the business of the Lord, I ask the Lord, what is it you want me to do next? Sometimes I'm disappointed because I don't hear an answer, and all of a sudden I get this phone call. Or I meet somebody out in the street. There's a need of a sort. Is that the answer, Lord? Give me some more. Bring me another one. And then the other day the Lord says, look at yourself and work on you first. You see, a lot of times what we do is we judge others. And we're very good at it. I'm better than he. I'm better than she. No one can do this better than I. Ego. That's not of God. I'm just a humble man, and I've always said that. I'm a humble man that's done things because of the grace of God. Not in me. I'm not a brave man. I'm as scared as everybody else. But knowing that I've got God in me, I take this step. And when I do, I feel like a king. Then I go again. I feel like a real strong king. Then I take the next one, the next one. The next thing I know, fear is completely out of business. It happens all the time. Not because I'm Al or I'm better than anyone. I'm no better than anybody else. I do love people because I just know that his people are good people. They've just been misguided, misled by entertainers. I'm here to preach the word. I'm here to tell you that whatever you're doing, if it's wrong, don't do it no more. Whatever that happens to be, stop doing it. Do just the opposite. Like I told my son, his mother and I got a divorce. He stood up that we were working on a robbery case, armed robbery, and we were on the defense part. We got him off. I won't go into the details, but we got him off. And my son was so happy because that was his best friend that was accused of something that he didn't do. But he came up to me. He was about this big. He says, you're good at what you do, Dad, and I love you, but I never want to be like you. And that hurt. I said, well, I'll tell you what, son. That's the way you feel. You do exactly the opposite of what I've done, and that'll make you a success. And I left there. Guess where he's at now? He works at what they call the Chino prison. He works there. He's not in here as a resident. He works there. Just to show you, and I too, you know, I says, I've committed the sin that I shouldn't have. But it all turned out to the best. I met my best friend, and the ministry kicked off. I kept asking the Lord, when is this ministry going to take effect? I'm doing everything I can, Lord. I may not be very good at it, but here I am. We moved here, and it kicked off. More on that in just a moment. Screen 4, if you would, Doug. And while he's doing that, I'm going to read this little part here. Is he, which is God, is he someone we love and trust and know to be a God of mercy, grace toward us? Or is he a cruel master who punishes us when we make a mistake or fail in some way? Who is God to you? That's very important. Ask yourself that question every day. I do. Who is God to me? Colossians 3 and 15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body. And be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Not just part of it, all. Teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father of Him. We get in a rut. Like I said a little earlier, we feel we're better than anybody else. I know more than you. I'm a better leader than you. I'm a this and you're the that. That's not the way I work, because that's not what the Lord taught me. I learned a lot in the Marine Corps too. I learned how to obey. A sergeant would tell me to do something, or a lieutenant would. I didn't like it. But I soon learned that if I turned the wheelbarrow around the other way, they wouldn't fill it up with rocks. I just inverted it. Why do I say that? It's because that's what we do. It's by nature. That's what we backbite. We're better than you. I'm no better than anyone else. I'm not. And I don't claim to be. What I am is a child of God, and by the grace of God, I am where I'm at. It's Him. The glory goes to the Lord, and I give it all to Him. He may not want me here tomorrow. He may want me someplace else. That's up to Him. That's what we do. That's what evangelizing means. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing. Is that the right place? Yeah, it is. One another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing the grace in your hearts to the Lord, and whatsoever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father in Him. When we yield to the instruction of the Word of God, we yield to the continual filling of the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm going to stop there for a second. When we yield to the instruction of the Word of God, we yield to the continual filling of the Holy Spirit. That's important to understand and know. And I'll stop right here for a second because it's so, so important. You remember not long ago, maybe last week, the week before, I keep teaching about the difference between there are three baptisms, and a lot of people don't believe it. They think there's only one. Others think there's only two. There are three in the Bible. Three. And there, each one has a purpose. We walk around in the... If you're baptized in the Holy Spirit, then that's where the filling comes in. The filling of the Holy Spirit and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit are two separate events. And there's a reason for it. I'll give you an example. When you're born again, you accept the Lord as your Savior. What happens? He comes and lives in you. It's in the Bible, in the book of John. He comes and lives in you. The word is dwell. He dwells in you. What does He do? He comforts you. He counsels you. He teaches you. He walks with you. And He's your protector. Nowhere in that particular verse does it say, and then there's power that comes with it. That doesn't come until later. The only way that you're going to be baptized into the Holy Spirit or baptized by the Holy Spirit and walk with the filling of the Spirit is to be a child of God first. Don't forget that. That's important. Just like the devil, he has his people. Notice, if you will, the people that are controlling this nation right now in politics. This is why they don't want us to teach about politics. Who are they? Where do they come from? Look at their faces. Look at their actions. Look at their fruit. It's all about getting rich. It's all about money. It's all about control. It's power. Is it not? And there's all kinds of different colors in there. There's brown, there's white, there's black, there's red. There's all kinds. But they're all after that dollar. But more than that, power and to conquer God's people. So what happened to the baseball bat from our part? What happened to the Word of God? Why are we in this position? Disobedience, sin. How were we led there? By refusing to speak up. Why do you think they speak up and we don't? And I'm not speaking of color, I'm speaking of sin. We're in a sad position. But we have hope because, see, the filling of the Holy Spirit, so all you got to do is say, Lord, I do that all the time. Lord, I need you. Help me, Father. Please help me. I don't know how to make this decision. I need your help, Father. Now, if I was totally, completely inundated and filled with the Holy Spirit, I'd be just walking around just like nothing's going to bother me, man. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, I'm not saying that he leaves. What I am saying is we leave. We depart from him. We distance ourselves. 1 Thessalonians and Ephesians tells us very clearly. We quench the Spirit, we grieve the Spirit. But he never leaves. You know that little bell that's there that says, don't do that? That's the Holy Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit. He never leaves. We leave. When he leaves, our strength leaves from us. And weakness sets in. Corruption sets in. Sin steps in and takes control of a child of God. But only temporarily until you snap out of it. So I'll challenge you in this. If we are filled with the Holy Spirit constantly, would you be in the predicament you're in? Then we would say, God, you promised. He made a promise, but he also expected you to respond through that promise. A lot of people say, I don't think that person is filled with the Holy Spirit. How do you know? Well, he don't speak in tongues. He don't perform miracles. And see, I that's not what the Bible says. Maybe the Lord doesn't want you to speak in tongues. Maybe he does. I don't know. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But it's not because, and speaking in tongues. What did that get you? Unless you go before the Lord, and then this is when the Lord comes in and says, I'm glad to see you, my son. When tears come from my eyes, that's the Holy Ghost. That's where the power is. That's where the power comes from. And you can tell the devil to leave and never come back. He didn't say not to fight. He says, resist the devil. Resist the devil. What did the Lord do in the book of Matthew 4? Verse 4, 7, and 10. Get thou hence, Satan! Leave. Go. We have that same power living in us. Do we do it? I say not. Not so much. But we should. It's there. He's there. So when we yield to the instruction of the Word of God, we yield to the continual filling of the Holy Spirit. It's very, very crucial that we learn that. God's people's failure to take a stand and speak out against this evil controlled government is the cause for America's plunge into the hands of Satan. We're responsible. Talk to a cousin, I think I mentioned this to you. I says, why didn't you vote for Trump? Not that I'm, whether he was somebody else or not because he's Trump. I says, tell me why you would vote for somebody that actually, when he came in, he was a wealthy man, he was a multimillionaire, maybe a billionaire. And then he didn't accept payment for what he was doing, yet look at what he did. Oh, he may be white, and oh, that might be a sin. Or no, maybe Obama was black, so that might be a sin. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about their conduct. What did they do? White, black, brown, red, whatever color. What did they do for this nation? What are they doing for the Lord? So don't look in color and say, well, that guy was preaching about colors and I don't like it. Well, that's not what I'm preaching. We have been told that Christians are not to be political. They are, and they can, and you know who they are, who they can, but you can't. Why? Because when you become political and you know what you're talking about, the knowledge that you have, the wisdom that you have, and that power that is in you will blow them right out of the field. That's what they're afraid of. They're afraid of each and every one of us. They are afraid. Why should we be afraid of them? There's nothing to fear. Nothing. Zero. Nada. That's not God's ways. If the state is evil, we have the authority in the name of Jesus to speak out against that evil. We have that authority in the name of Jesus. He's given you that authority. He didn't say if and when. It just, he lives in you. Use that authority. I, your Father, your God, give you the authority through the name of Jesus to go out and do bigger and better things. Why are we not doing it? Because the government told us we can't do that. But yet that same government told BLM, Antifa, the Rasa and all that to go around burning buildings, destroying, because they were going to get away with it. It's all a setup. It's all a sham. Where does the sham come from? If it's not from God, who is it from? As the investigators used to say, case closed. God has not chosen us to do something about evil. He has actually commanded us in James 4 and 7 to submit therefore to God, resist the devil, and to flee from him. That's what he's told us to do. There's power in the blood. What does that tell you? What kind of power can outpower the power that is in us that's so powerful? He is in you. And each and every one that's a child of God has that promise, that very promise. You, me, every child of God. Use it. It's authority in the name of Jesus. He has also given us the authority to speak out in the name of Jesus, the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit. But if we continue to ignore God's Word, then by default, Satan will totally dominate this nation and kill, rob, and destroy everything. We stand for a nation, and as a nation, he'll destroy everything. That's what he's here to do. And he's doing a fabulous job, I might add. But it's not because of his power. It's because of the lack of our desire to use the power that's within, or lack of knowledge and wisdom, or all three. Right? We have the power, the name of Jesus, we've got the Word, we've got the Holy Spirit, and yet we're still defenseless. We have no way. You know why? Because we're not in connection. The antenna isn't working. We've put a very tiny bit of aluminum foil on the antenna, and it's not picking up the message. It's just not doing it. The message comes from here. The law, the Word of God. Folks, every empire, and I want to warn you about this. Folks, every empire from past centuries has perished due to immorality, disobedience, and sinful hearts. Those three. The most important one is, we've been talking about, is disobedience to the Lord. Obey the Lord and you'll see the change. You get attacked. Now, I wasn't going to reveal this, but the Lord just told me to share it with you. There have been times that in my sleep, I have felt something crawling under my sheets, grabbing me by the feet, my arms, and pulling me. And I thought, God, what is going on? Why am I saying that? I thought, Lord, what have I done? The Lord says, nothing. You've done nothing but good. You might have slipped and slid here a little bit here and there, but you're okay. That's not of me. What does that mean? The boogeyman is after me because he don't like what I talk about. He doesn't like what I say. He wants to get rid of me. He wants to give me a heart attack. And I said, at 77, my heart is just like a baby's. I ain't going to have none of that. I might have a bad psychotic nerve. But that's all I got. Yes, ma'am. Sciatic. With an S. I can tell you based on the Word of God and spiritual condition of this great nation that we too have drawn away from the Lord's hedge of protection, enticing our enemies. Notice that. Enticing our enemies to ravage us. Enticing. We give him the carrot. Here, come and get me. You know what he gets from me? Come and get it. I'll give it to you. And then he's so scared of me that he tries to catch me in my sleep when I'm helpless. And then for a while, he didn't. I wasn't afraid. I said, what in the world is going on here? I'm a man of God. He said, that's why he's coming after you. He's coming after you. And that's why I hear a lot of rumors about Al Garza's this and Al Garza's that. And let it go in here. Let it go out here. It's what the Lord tells me I am. That's who I am, not what somebody else thinks that I am. I don't care what they say. I really don't. Don't bother me none. It's been tried and tried and tried again and just bounces off. Why? Because I trust in the Lord. He told me to do some things and it's what I'm doing. Long ago. Now this ministry did kick off only maybe 10, 15 years ago, whenever it was. But the calling was here. The ministry, OCS ministry, as you know it today, was called at my age of 13. A lot of studying. A lot of downfalls. A lot of deep valleys. But through it all, here we are. All to the glory of God. Amen? Through draconian political manipulation, there you have it again. Through draconian political manipulation, Satan is robbing us of our God-given rights, destroying our constitution, and turning us into a third world cesspool. Now, there's nowhere in here that says because you're black, because you're white, because you're brown, because you're yellow. All of us. We are one, united, and that's what we preach, united, not divided, united, children of God. All of us. We have one Father. We have Jesus. The Holy Spirit. The Word of God. It goes on and on and on and on, and we're still weak. Why? Think about that. Why? We have fallen victims to a demonic shadow government planning the great reset. You've heard of that. It's going on now as we speak. And we're still sitting there bickering about, I don't like that person. I hate that guy. I don't like that person either. What? Your country is being lost. You're giving it to them in a platter. And you're out here backbiting? They're not. If they're backbiting anybody among themselves, they're doing it behind closed curtains. I've never seen it. They're together. They say the same thing over and over and over. And as I told my wife, that's rehearsal. You say this. They ask you this. You say that. The word says, you say this to its entirety. You got more than they do. You got the whole book. Take that, Satan. Take that. That's how you fight evil. You can't fight a spiritual battle in the flesh. You can't do it. We can't do it. None of us can. So this great reset is meant for a purpose. Our final destruction. That's the dead end. That's it right there. It's over. The great reset is final destruction. What does it tell you? We better change. What are we supposed to be doing it, and are we doing it? Or are we just sitting at home waiting for the next Sunday so we can hear the word and then go home and another week, and then we come back and we do the same thing over and over and over and over. We learn something and then we don't use it. And we're hoping that maybe next week we'll learn a little bit more, but then are you applying it? We're supposed to be out there. We're supposed to be disciples, each and every one of us. Every one of us. Go out and preach the gospel. That's what this nation is about. But they put a clamp on us. You can't say that, political correctness. Well, I'm saying it. I'm saying it. We have no one to blame but ourselves. Number 5, if you would, Doc, Isaiah 5, 13 through 14. Therefore, my people are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge, and their honorable men are famished, and their multitude dried up with thirst. Therefore, hell hath enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure. And their glory, and their multitude, and their pomp, and that rejoiceth shall descend into it. Saints, we still have time to save this great nation. There's still plenty of time. But we have to be united, not divided. This political group, how many they are, I don't know. But there must be millions of them. What you see is not really all you get. There's a lot going on behind curtains, right? A lot that we're totally unaware of. With our own money. And using us to get their agenda complete for Satan. Be filled with the Holy Ghost, every one of you. Be filled with the Holy Ghost, every one of you. Have no doubt. And do it all in the name of Jesus. Have no doubt about what I'm telling you. Don't believe me? Take the scriptures. I preach what the Lord has told me. Book, chapter, and verse. The Word of God. That's where the power is. That's where we belong. Now, not out here talking about somebody else. Not out here talking about how bad things are. They're bad. I'm here to tell you they are bad. I'm confirming that. But I'm also telling you it's going to get better. But it's going to take you, me, united. United States. United we stand. Let me refer back to, that guy's no good. I don't like him. Is that united? No. If that guy is no good to you, or you don't like that person or that lady or whatever, then go to that person and pray together. And use the word L-O-V-E, love, a lot. A lot. I use it with my wife all the time. Look at where I got her. Right, honey? That psychological thing that I got back here. We have a lot of fun together. We really do. And I will be honest with you also. If she wasn't with me, she's the backbone of the ministry. She keeps my appointments, makes sure I'm there, makes sure I got my clothes ready. If I'm going to have to go to Tucson to the VA, she's got everything. She does all my scheduling. And as for me, dear Lord, I stand on your word according to Psalm 71 and 1. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. And folks, let me tell you this much. I am approachable, as we all should be. I am not perfect. None of us are. I know the word this much. Not a whole lot. But I've been learning it over and over over years. But there's a lot that I haven't learned. And at my age, I should have learned a lot more. It's not an excuse. It's a fact. I use what I've got to get through the day. But you know what? It's got me here. That means I'm doing something right. But it's mostly because the glory goes to my Father. When I speak, I don't speak what I believe to be true. I speak the Word of God as it is true. I don't make up anything. I may tell you a story in between. We all do. There's a little entertainment in there, but there's also the Word of God. And that's what's important. Father God, I would ask that those that are needing you, Father God, that are lacking your Holy Spirit, that power that you've promised us, Father God, if they're lacking that, if there's lacking an understanding of how you work, Father God, and why we're in a condition that we're in as a country, as a person, as your children, as your church, open up their spiritual eyes and ears, Father God, that they learn more and they apply what they learn, not just sit back in the sidelines and badmouth people, backbite people, but get in there and be constructive in the Word of God, in the Word of God. Father God, we thank you. Those that have not accepted you, Father God, I would ask a mighty touch of your Holy Spirit upon their hearts to come clean with you, Lord. Come clean with you and accept you as their Lord and Savior. Father God, we thank you for today's word. We thank you for blessing us as you have, for healing us, for saving us. We thank you for Jesus and his finished work on the cross. Heavenly Father, we love you, we praise you, we worship you, and his church said, Amen.